Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, worldwide live internet radio. So thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program. I'm always very eager and excited to bring you the loving intentions of the angels, of their messages, of the archangels, and all the celestial beings. And at this time, I want to invite the angels and the archangels to be with us in this program, to bring forth your loving guidance and to fill us with grace. We are grateful, angels, for your presence and for your divine light. Thank you. Amen. So tonight, I would like to talk a little bit about gratefulness, since Thanksgiving is coming up. And I will be opening on the lines in a few minutes. We will take a break, and you can call in for your angel messages, of course. And let me give out that toll-free number, which is 1-888-815-9756. Or the direct numbers are 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. So, you know, it's the time of Thanksgiving, and the angels were just reminding me, you know, this is a time to be grateful. You know, we're grateful for our dinner, to see our families. Sometimes we're a little bit stressed out also. So let us just be aware, you know, how many times do we just wake up in the day and kind of dread that morning without really realizing that the more we complain about what we don't like, the more it will be presented to us. So being grateful is very powerful. It's important. Most of us focus on things we want to achieve in light. And we want to achieve this because we want to live in light. We look at what others have, and we wish we could have that or achieve that as well. We know it is important to have dreams and goals. However, it's very important to our happiness, to your happiness, to take time to say thank you, to take time to appreciate things. Appreciate things that you already have and focus on what you have now and what you have accomplished. So there's many, many benefits of being grateful and being thankful. One of those is it helps us refocus on priorities. As you list or you keep your mind on what is happening today, what you're grateful for, that will shift a little bit the priorities. So focusing on what you're grateful for reminds you of what is important. Often we get caught up, you know, worrying or focusing on the little things that really are not important to us. There's an inspiring writer, you might have heard of him, his name is Mike Dooley. He's the author of Notes from the Universe. And he's very inspirational, and sometimes I have read his notes, which are wonderful. But what he says is, like, stop stressing, you know, we have to stop stressing about our life, because stress just results from this desire that we're obsessively thinking and trying to manipulate everything in our space, in our time, in our lives. Instead, if we only, you know, direct our life and our thoughts to manifest something much more positive. We could really begin living the life of our dreams. And he says that all the time, you know, thoughts become things. So try thinking about the positive thoughts. And we need to stop stressing about things in our life and just start trusting the God and the angels, because they are always with us. So another a little practice that we can do, you know, in just feeling grateful every day, maybe is keeping a gratitude journal. Maybe a lot of you already do that, but I love to write down, you know, at night what I am grateful for. During the day, you know, you can be thankful for whatever happened in the day. Usually I say, thank you for giving my cup of coffee this morning, because I love coffee. And I say, thank you for having a wonderful talk with my friends or with my family. Or you could just be thankful for something in general, your home, your health, your friends, your partner, your loved ones. I also love to write being thankful about my health. My health is very, very important. You know, we notice that when we're ill and we have some kind of challenges going on, we appreciate what health is. We really say, oh, my God, thank you for making me healthy today. So that's one of the things that could really, really help us. A few weeks ago, you might have listened to the program, Reverend Janie Feldman was on the show. And she was reminding us how Archangel Michael was asking us to live in the fullest, you know, to really feel that we do have enough. You know, we have enough. And you will have even more when you're grateful. Archangel Michael reminded us at that time that just letting our spirit be blessed to receive angelic inspirations in our life as a divine thought that we are, the fullness of God that you are. And our contribution is to embrace fullness, not half empty, not half full, the total fullness of God, because you are the fullness of God. And what this means is that you are here, we are all here on earth, serving as earth angels alongside the heavenly angels. And promoting that message every day is an opportunity. Sometimes much of our stress is caused around the thought form of not having enough. We're not good enough. We're not rich enough. Not thin enough. So when we embrace the fullness of God as our reality, you know, there's no longer room for that reality or illusion that there's not enough. We can bless the human spirit within ourselves and others by reducing that stress around this quantitative measuring that we do in our lives. So we can ask the angels for help. We can always, you know, say, angels, please come help me. Thank you for this day again. Write it down in your journal. Keep a list or keep it in your mind and just be grateful. This is a great time to do that. So let me give out those numbers again. We'll take a small break and you can call in for your angel reading. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756, 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4510. So we will be back in about 90 seconds.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. You can call in toll-free to get your angel reading or your angel message tonight. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756, or the number is 530-413-4522. So, I was talking about gratefulness, about this being the perfect time to be grateful in our lives. And again, you know, I would like to remind you that gratitude is very powerful. All great teachers and avatars have used and talked about gratitude. You know, beginning your day with a thought of feeling grateful will really, really change your day. It will change your life. I love quotes also. I was reading some quotes the other day about gratefulness, and there's a wonderful quote that says, "For today and its blessings, I owe the world an attitude of gratitude." That's by Clarence Hodges. And there's another one by Buddha. It says, "A noble person is mindful and thankful of the favors he receives from others." Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. That's Cicero. And one that I love about miracles, which is Einstein says, "There are two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle." So I prefer the last part of this. We should live our life as everything is a miracle. And just being grateful opens up to that. It's just wonderful. The more grateful we are, our minds really change and good things come to us. You will receive good things. You know, when we have that gratitude, something powerful happens again. It's moving from maybe you're being happy or you're depressed or you're happy again. But with gratefulness, it brings a balance. It's easier to be in a sense of calmness and peace. And many people have said that when they practice daily gratitude, their life has really, really improved. For some reason, you know, we often tend to look at a situation with the glass half empty approach. And this tendency to see the negative instead of looking at the positive is ingrained in most of us. So it is no wonder that a lot of people are sad or are depressed in their lives. But, you know, these negative situations could have some positive in it. You know, when we practice gratitude, we automatically take away the focus on the negative. And then you focus on the positive, therefore giving you power. So keeping a healthy perspective will help us to look at solutions rather than problems and give us much more of that emotional balance. And again, you know, not to mention when you say thank you to someone, you know, how important that is to always try to deliver that message in a very thankful way to another person, because it's very important, the intention of our heart. Otherwise, it will show that there's really no meaning there. So when you put your heart intention into anything, it creates much more love, much more positive manifestations. So, you know, just saying thank you to a loved one, saying thank you for to anybody. We could always use that expression of thanks to others. Those simple gestures often are much more than any kind of gift can be. And again, another way of being grateful to the angels and to God, you know, let us praise God and thank God. I have talked in other programs about how we can raise our vibration by using essential oils, by praying, by meditating, and definitely, you know, prayer is so, so powerful. There's so much power in prayer, regardless of what our spiritual practice is. Just by declaring again with your sincere heart, with your goodness of intentions, knowing that your request is being heard, it enables to experience that connection with the sacred. Praying to God, to divine sources, being very grateful with the support of the angels for guidance and protection, for inspiration. It really does facilitate the process. And, you know, angels are messengers between God and humanity. So in praying, you also raise your vibration where you feel comforted and peaceful. Through prayers, emotions of the heart, we create that magnetism to pull in the flow of the divine light. And that means that it's impossible for the angels to ignore a sincere human request for assistance. Being able to call forth the angels through the desire of our hearts is one of God's gifts to us. I am going to give out my website. If you have any interest in receiving any angel reading, it's www.angelsarenearus.com. You could also read so many articles on the angels and the archangels in my blog, which is www.angelsarenearus.com/blog. Again, the angels and the archangels are here to support us, to help us, to be with us, giving us all those wonderful possibilities of manifestation and of divine light in our life. And again, you know, expressing yourself in prayers, in meditations, it gives us so much healing. You can always ask the archangels to embrace you and to help you. We're all here to shine our light, and we all have that light within. We sometimes, you know, we feel there's dark times, but there's also light times. And we need to continue to be the seekers of the soul that is good. And we are seekers of God. We are seekers of God with the angels. So, again, let me probably discuss a little bit more about gratefulness. There was another... Oh, there's a wonderful book also that... I love to read all these books about all these wonderful writers' inspirations that they teach us. I know you've heard about Marianne Williamson, and in one of her books, which I love, which is called Everyday Grace, Having Hope, Finding Forgiveness, Making Miracles. She also talks a lot about gratitude, you know, how gratitude is essential to happiness. Developing a grateful attitude, knowing that every time we arrive somewhere safely, we have something to be happy about. Every time our children rush up and smile to us, we have something to be grateful for. Every time we get out of bed and take that deep breath, when we go out for taking a walk, we have something to be happy about. And you know, that's the essence of a happy existence. Happiness is a muscle we must use or it will wither away. That's what she says. So whatever we focus on is bound to expand. Where we see the negative, we call forth more negative. And where we see the positive, we call forth more positive. So being grateful is connected to being happy. you know, when we are grateful and we praise the day, and we just see those simple pleasures. You know, we learn that happiness is not determined by circumstances. Happiness is what happens when everything goes the way you think it should go. But sometimes we don't like the way it goes. Happiness is really what happens when you decide to be happy. So we can always ask the angels to give us, you know, that strength, that courage to focus on happiness, being grateful, focusing on what is very, very important in our lives. Not those little details that are really not that important. So again, you know, there's many ways in which we can be thankful. We can express thankfulness in our everyday life by simply even sending someone a little thank you card, keeping your gratitude journal, saying thank you to people in person. Expressing thankfulness actually helps ourselves in creating abundance. I remember when I read my little Creating Abundance book. Oh, yes, there is one more quote that I love. Meister Eckhart says, if the only prayer you say in your whole life is thank you, that would be enough. And another one is, there is an inherent law of mind that we increase whatever we praise. The whole of creation responds to praise and is glad. So as we praise God for joy and beauty of all creation, not the least of which the beauty of your own soul, continually thank God for what you are, for what you have, and you will see how abundance will just increase in your life. In Creative Abundance, Elizabeth's prophet talks about being grateful to God for everything that happens to us. Everything, you know, the negative, the positive, because they're teachers. These are lessons. And if things aren't going right, we praise God for letting them go the way they're going, and just to give us strength to make the adjustments that we have to make in order to get where we have to go in our spiritual progress. Again, we have to remember that we do have our support, we have our angels, we have our guardian angels, and we are all on this path, on this journey, but we are supported. The earth is like this big classroom, you know, and we're intended to graduate. So the lessons we learn along life's way, it what propels us from one grade to the next. So praising God, you know, thanking the angels, knowing that you are supported. And try not to see the negative as so negative. We can always change it. We can, you know, transform it. Always remember, with the help of Archangel Michael and the help of Archangel Zadkiel and Saint Germain, who work on the silver-violet flame, we can reclaim that negative and transmute it into something positive. And that is about the violet flame that I have spoken before. So don't wait until your life is full of challenges. But be happy now. Be happy now. Rejoice now. Give thanks to God. Give thanks for your blessings. Give thanks to the angels for being with you every day. And thank God, because every day God gives us the key to the victory of who we are, to the victory of our soul. So let me give out those numbers. You can call in for your angel messages. The angels are here hovering over us, waiting for your call. If not, I'll just probably start giving angel messages to myself. Okay, the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. The direct number is 530-413-4522, 530-413-4510. We will take another short break, and we will be back in about 90 seconds. Talk to you then.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Jeff Van Vondren from A&E's show Intervention, and you're listening to bbsradio.com.
Hello, everyone. We are back. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com. The number to call in is 1-888-815-9756. 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. You can call in for your angel messages or for your questions, whatever you like. So we were discussing the angels and I, of course, we were discussing gratefulness and, probably reminding you again also about raising our vibration, how powerful that is. When we pray, when we do meditation, when we're grateful, all those are just tools that we can use for raising our vibration. You know, feeling gratitude for all the blessings we are receiving, mostly on Thanksgiving, is very important. No matter what the dizzying pace is, it seems to be essential also to have this attitude of gratitude. It does leave our hearts open to acceptance and trust that no matter how hesitant we are to accept it, change comes through this path. So we need to take advantage of being in this wonderful divine light and being grateful. Another wonderful tool, of course, is meditation, using peaceful meditative music or guided meditation can help you connect with the angels. You know, in meditation is a time to reflect and receive insight. Even a short amount of time is very helpful to your energy. Just quietly, you know, closing your eyes, sitting down quietly, breathing in and listening, you can notice the benefits and many insights that occur is when the divine talks to you. In prayer, you know, we are asking, but in meditation, the divine is talking to you, and all you have to do is listen. Also, what helps us with elevating our vibration is crystals and stones. Crystals, I love crystals, all types of beautiful, you know. There's quartz crystals, there's amethyst, there's angelite, there's aventurine, there's rose quartz, which is such a loving, loving stone. So crystals and angels have similar attributes. You know, you can use stone for asking support from the angels as well. I think we have a caller. Hello?
Hi, Michelle. My name's Michelle. How are you tonight?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. This is the first time I've listened to your show, and it's just it's quite touching. I'm relating with you, and I'm looking over your website and
oh,
saw that you had no call, so I wanted to share the phone call with you.
How sweet of you, Michelle. We usually have callers, and I was just talking to our radio manager, said that probably because it's Thanksgiving, everybody's out and about busy, right?
Right.
But
they're either shopping
or
they're getting ready to go.
Yes. So what is your question for the angels?
What is my question for the angels? I've been working with angel cards, and I really feel connected with the angels. Mm-hmm. If you want to just maybe verify that for me.
Sure. What card do you use, the Archangel's card or the angel's cards?
I use the Archangel cards. And then I also have just like an angel card deck from a mm-hmm. different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And work with that as well.
The first Archangel that came out is Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael is wanting to tell you that you need to give all your cares more to him. He is really trying to take away worries from you. And he wants you to allow him to take your burdens. So just, I'm picking up that he is working with you like almost like a therapy, session. You have another archangel also, which is Haniel. Haniel is you know, a much more feminine energy. Have you heard of Haniel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you notice how Haniel talks about the moon and the manifestations in the moon. And what I'm feeling mostly is, you know, that there was, there was a full moon last night, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And what Haniel is saying, with the full moon, you can manifest many, many things that you really want in your life right now, Michelle. And this is the time to do it. This is the perfect time to do it. Notice how the moon affects your energy, how it can capitalize a lot of things that you want to do right now in your life, your dreams. Also, she's mentioning something about writing more. Do you write in a journal?
I do. I've been experiencing a lot of, I don't know if I can call it channeling because I don't know anything about that really, but it's just been an amazing journey, and I'm learning a lot about myself and everything else in the process and writing it all down as I go.
That is wonderful because that is really coming out strong. It seems like Haniel is there helping you. She's very loving and very nurturing, and she wants you to make time to write things down, to those thoughts, because every time you're writing, you're putting that out to the universe. When you read it back, you will learn something from it, Michelle. So that's the important part about it.
Well, thank you very much. And your show is very enlightening, and I definitely feel your power across the waves here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, we have another caller. Is this Mark?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Okay. Thanks.
Great. Great. What's your question tonight?
I was calling in to see if there's a message, angel message.
An angel message, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I have powerful Michael here coming out very, very strongly. Michael is talking about, the first thing that Michael wants you to do is to shield yourself. You need to be protected, Mark, in some way, probably surrounding yourself with the purple light. Have you heard me talk about the violet flame?
And a little bit. If you could tell me, that'd be great.
Yes. Okay. So the violet flame is the purple light that Archangel Michael can help you to protect, you know, yourself, your loved ones, your home. You just need to surround yourself in this purple light. So this light is it's from the seventh ray, and Archangel Michael works with another archangel who is Zadkiel and Saint Germain. And the purpose of this, they call it the seventh ray, which is the violet light. And the purpose is to really step up to your highest good. So what this means is that He wants you to let go of any negativity that is around you, anything that you have picked up that is not even yours. You know how we pick up negative things from other people or environments that we're in. So all these negative aspects need to go away from you. And so you need to ask support from Michael, first of all.
Okay. How would I go about doing that?
He's already working with you, so he wants to reassure you that he's coming out and saying this out because he's already working with you. So what we're going to do is that I just want you to we can close your eyes for a minute. And,
okay.
And if anybody who's listening can do this as well. So close your eyes. And I'm inviting Archangel Michael to be around Mark this time, to surround him with the beautiful purple and violet light. I ask you to protect Mark at this time, his loved ones, his home, and surround him with the powerful shield of purple light. This allows pure love to be with you. This allows divine light. Please stay with Mark during this night and during the next few days and keep him safe. We thank you, Archangel Michael. Amen. So, you'll be surrounded with this purple light, and you'll have this. And you can do this all the time, anytime you think of the purple light. Just surround yourself in the light. That's all you have to do. Close your eyes, surround yourself with the purple light, and go on with your life. Go on your journey. Okay? And that will help you be protected. So, the only thing that Michael is saying that is that because he wants you to really be more committed to the spiritual life that you have, Mark, to the spiritual life that you are encountering right now, that you're manifesting. What projects are you working on, or what spiritual projects are you doing right now?
It'd be kind of hard to say. I'm going through a lot of if you could say purification or purging out of
cleansing.
Cleansing. Yeah.
Yes, you have a lot of things that you're letting go, which is no longer purposeful. So Archangel Michael, who is the angel of courage and confidence, you can always call upon him to give you that strength that you need to keep on going on. You know, commit yourself to Michael. Say, you know, my divine purpose is much more important, and I need to cleanse from this so I can really come to the realization of what I'm going to do. Because you are very spiritual. You are very, very, very spiritual, and you are opening up to that. You have some kind of artistic expression that you need to put out there.
Oh, really?
And the angels want you to look more into that.
Okay,
so
like whatever, or music?
Whatever you love to do, what is it that you do enjoy? What is it that you love to do?
I like to meditate a lot.
Meditation is great. But you see, all this that you're learning is because you are going, your purpose is you're going to serve. You're going to serve someone else. You're going to serve others just with your presence, Mark. Just with your presence, you're going to do this. And what Michael is asking is to make the commitment to really be open to this more spiritual life that you are learning about, to be in complete confidence and trust, and to lean more on the angels for their support. You know, it's just trusting a little bit more and allowing this manifestation that is coming to you, because there's, you know, divine miracles happen every day. We just need to let them shine through us. And that will be happening, Mark, to you.
Okay.
So your meditation is wonderful. Your meditation is wonderful. You just keep on practicing that, because I can just feel that around you. And the purple light is only to protect you, to cleanse you, to renew your soul, to bring in that divinity much more closer, to bring in the angels.
Is that like something to do like every day before?
You can do it every day. Definitely do it every day. But once you do it right now, It's very powerful because I know that Archangel Michael is present at this moment with us. It's very powerful right now. So you already have Michael with you. You can always call upon him and call upon Archangel Sathkiel as well. Sathkiel is another wonderful archangel that works with Michael with this purple light, with the violet ray.
Okay.
And that's what I have tonight for you. Again, just look more into what is it that you want to express, Mark. What is that spiritual purpose that you're looking for? And ask Michael to help you. He is really very close to you.
Okay. Yeah, I need some help with that. I'm not real clear on what direction to go in.
Again, it's what your heart wants. If you are trying to find something which is already there, it's like the doors are opening for you. That's what I feel. It's like the doors are opening for you. Whatever your heart desires is there.
Okay.
You just have not crossed into that path. It feels like you're a little bit stuck. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I'm kind of, I'm going through this, like a purification type thing, and it kind of has a life of its own, and I'm hoping when I get through that, then it's going to be, it'll be good. But right now, I've got to...
Have you had any energy healing?
No.
If you can find someone who could give you some kind of energy healing, Reiki, any kind of healing energy, and that would help you. That would help you physically and spiritually. And again, we can ask Michael to help you, to send you that healing energy also, like he did with the purple light, or to send you someone that can help you, a healer, someone who can help you in that realm, just, you know, a healer, a teacher, anybody who does any kind of energy healing, even light healing, crystal healing. You can also use crystals yourself.
Yeah.
What also serves you well is amethyst. I'm feeling around you amethyst and quartz, crystal quartz. Okay?
Okay.
If you can have those near you, that helps a lot. Even a little piece of amethyst. It doesn't have to be large, just a little, you know, stone of amethyst, crystal.
Okay. It's called amethyst?
Amethyst, yes.
Okay.
It's the purple color amethyst. It's a beautiful stone. And crystal quartz, which you could find in any crystals where they sell crystals. Or even online you can find them.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I'll check into it. Thank you.
Okay, Mark. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too.
Thank you for calling in. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, that was very powerful. So as I was telling Mark about that seventh ray, it is very powerful. You know, the frequencies in our body are definitely higher when we try to transmute those lower energies. And so as I did with Mark right now, we can surround ourselves with that violet ray, with the violet light of Archangel Michael, who works with Archangel Sathkiel and works with Saint Germain. And again, this is a wonderful, wonderful light that Archangel Michael uses to elevate whatever is negative and transform it into positive. And all these wonderful rays, you know, they're beautiful. I would love to do maybe a little meditation for those who are listening if we don't have any more callers. I think we have like probably 10 more minutes, 11, 12, 12 minutes probably. The numbers are 1-888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, and 530-413-4522. Let me see if we can do this meditation with everyone. And it's very healing. It's very healing, and it raises our vibration. And it's with the archangels. So here it is. Each archangel have a color. That's why when they relate to the rays, and so Archangel Michael is related to the purple ray also, with Sathkiel and with Saint Germain, but he is also related to the blue ray, and that's the first ray, because the blue is a very also strong color of Michael. Okay. So why don't we go through this meditation if no one is calling right now? And if someone calls, they're going to have to wait, maybe. So the angels want us to go through this little angelic journey. It's called the Divine Light Meditation, and it is with the angels of rays. So those who are listening, if you would like, just close your eyes. And let's take a deep breath. Inhaling. Exhaling. And as you inhale and you exhale, you see this beautiful white light surrounding you from the top of your head. You feel the energy of this white light go through your head, down through your neck, all your body, down to your legs, your toes, all the way down to the crystal of the earth. And then you see yourself in a pyramid of golden light, coming back up through the earth. It is surrounding all of your body. You are surrounded in this brilliant, golden, and white light. Remember that nothing can harm you in the divine light. This light is parallel to the angels' energies. So you're held within the loving embrace of the light. You feel calmness and peace, and you see or you feel the angelic messengers come forth to shower you with love and blessings upon this time. So coming forth in divine love, you feel the presence of Archangel Michael, and you see his ray of blue flame that surrounds you with healing love and heavenly light. And Michael says, the angels of the rays represent perfect balance to be of service to you and all humanity. The blue ray signifies divine power and strength. We are here to lift the illusion of what you think, that you are separate from the divine and exist apart from your brothers and sisters. Whether you need courage or love, strength or protection, Archangel Michael is here to release any limitations. Now you feel the presence of the Archangel Jophiel. Jophiel is the archangel of the ray of golden yellow flame. This is the second ray of illumination. It magnifies with divine wisdom and life and love. It amplifies the divine Christ consciousness within and around you. This ray helps you understand divine wisdom through angels and masters. These messengers who in service to the divine offer the way, the truth, and the light. And they will help you discern the wisdom that you need. And now you feel or you hear the Archangel Chamuel. Chamuel, who flows in the pink ray of divine love. This is the Archangel who reminds you that only loves exist. With much reverence, Chamuel comes gently near to support you lovingly. Adoring the divine within you allows living more fully and allows you to align with the truth of your soul. You can call upon Archangel Chamuel to connect to that limitless love of the divine and to use the work of God to make spirit and matter one reality. Breathing in the wonderful light of Archangel Gabriel, who brings the fourth ray of divine light. And this light magnifies purity, hope, ascension. Now this messenger reminds us that this divine perfection is already present and ready to be activated in you. So when you focus with loving intention on your mind and your heart, you can activate the blueprint now for your full potential. And Gabriel says, call upon us for the gift of awakening, for awakening who you are, to find that inner harmony, regardless of the outer world chaos. And now feeling the presence of Archangel Raphael. Raphael is the Archangel of the fifth ray of rejuvenation and healing. What no longer is purposeful and no longer serves you will be healed. Feel yourself embodying the divine gift of grace and compassion of the Archangel Raphael. You call upon Archangel Raphael for healing and higher ideals in any area of your life, of all the earth, of all the inhabitants, and all the creatures upon our planet. And now you see or you feel the presence of the Archangel Uriel, the angel of peace and devotion, flowing with the brilliant light of golden ruby. This is the sixth ray. Now, the gold and ruby, the gold represents the light of golden fire of divine wisdom, and the ruby stands for devotion and selfless service. So Uriel bathes you. You're feeling tranquility in your body and mind, the stillness necessary to receive the divine gifts of devotion, idealism, and wisdom, and service to the ideal. And now you feel the presence of the Archangel Zadkiel. Now Zadkiel is here with the seventh ray of divine love, freedom, and transmutation. This is the violet ray. Transmuting lower energies to higher frequencies of vibration. This is the power of the violet ray. Divine love is the great transformer. Zadkiel says, we offer to help you step up to your highest good, to elevate you to be in harmony with life, and to elevate your life, to elevate you in this world. Archangel Michael also works with Zadkiel in this beautiful purple ray of light. So overflowing with the love of the divine, you see all the archangels with all the colors of the rays. They mingle and they merge into the divine white light of the Creator. Understand that you have offered the archangels the gift of expanding their light within you and elevating your heart with this visit. So held within the wings of the angels, you remember yourself as a presence of the divine love and gift of grace. And so we say thank you. And so it is. May you be blessed on your journey with the infinite peace and power of the angels. And you may now open your eyes slowly. And we thank the angels. Thank you, archangels and angels, for being with us here tonight. And I want to thank all our listeners and our callers for listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio. Again, my website is www.angelsarenearus.com. You can also reach me through my blog, www.angelsarenearus.com/blog. And until next time, may you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. May God and the angels bless you abundantly and graciously. Thank you. Good night.